February 26, 2005, Left Coast Crime Conference in El Paso, Texas. This is an interview with Walter Satterthwaite. His protagonist is Joshua Croft, and a secondary character is Mondragon, Rita Mondragon.
You first wrote about Joshua Croft in what year?
Oh God, I have no idea. I don't know the years in which these books came out. I'll tell you, the book happened because I had gotten a contract for another book, a book about Africa. I have an African detective in these short stories that I wrote for Alfred Hitchcock Mystery Magazine. And I wanted to write a book using him. And I went to Greece, because it was cheap. I had a proposal sold. And I went to Greece and tried to write this book about Africa. And I couldn't. It basically fell apart because there wasn't the information I needed. You can fake background in a short story, but in a novel you really need a lot more texture and density. So it just fell apart, and I called my agent and said, what do I do? And he said, well, think of something else and we'll give it to them and see if they'll continue with this deal. So I'd been mulling over the idea of using Santa Fe as a background because I'd lived there. And I just came up with Joshua Croft and Rita Mondragon. And the book sort of began half-heartedly, you know, to fulfill the contract. But as I wrote it, I began to like the characters a lot and see that they had potential. The dynamic between the characters had potential. And I think the second half of the book is a better piece of writing than the first half because of that. I got suddenly interested in my characters. You know. And I liked her, and I liked the fact that she was independent and was running a detective agency in a town that had the kind of things that Santa Fe had. I wanted to use Santa Fe. No one had used Santa Fe as a background for a long time. Dorothy Hughes did it in the 50s, but not in very much detail. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I think that it was like late 70s, early 80s.
That's about right, yeah.
That the series
That's
began.
Right, yeah.
At that point, you became probably one of the very first authors to have a Latina detective.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
In a positive
right.
role.
Right.
And just coming from the social conscience session that we were at, I'm wondering, did you include her with that in mind, portraying Latinos in a positive role, or?
It wasn't, you know, I wasn't thinking, I'm going to write a book with a positive approach to Latinas or Latinos. I just, Santa Fe is, you know, a Spanish town in many regards and in many ways. And I wanted to, it began, as they say, kind of mechanically. I wanted to have a woman, head of a detective agency, and I wanted her to not be going out into the field. I wanted her to be taking like the Nero Wolf kind of character with the Archie character, Joshua Croft in this case, running out and doing the investigation, bringing the information to her and having her process it and figure out what's going on. She's smarter than he is. And that was the premise. And then since I was in Santa Fe, and it is, you know, very Spanish kind of town.
Is that why she ended up in a wheelchair?
Yeah, that was the mechanical reason that I didn't want her to be able, I wanted, as I say, to have the function of him as leg man, so to speak, and her as the intelligence of the two, of the pair. Yeah, that's why she started off in the wheelchair. And I did take her out of the wheelchair.
In writing this mystery series, then, were there other, like, mystery writers that you read before you started?
Well, I've been reading mystery since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you mention it, I can't think of anybody who was using Latinos as a main character.
Because that was going to be my next question.
Which?
In the readings that you had done, had you run across Latinos?
No.
Which then kind of, in a way, kind of supports the research that I've been doing, that there's been very few that have actually had them as a main or secondary character.
I can't think of any, to be honest. I know that Meg Chittenden told me that she had a Latino character as a major figure, and she, over the course of her series, developed him and had gave him one whole book. But as the protagonist, no, I don't think anyone's done that.
Have you ever been asked by anyone in your audience, why a Latino? Or
no.
How do you come up with a Latino voice, or a woman's voice for that matter?
Well, I like women. I always have. And I like the way they think, which is slightly different from the way men think. And as I say, I wanted her to be smarter and to be as much a real female character as I was capable of presenting. And whether I succeeded or not, I don't know, but that was my intent. And I have other books that are narrated by women characters. And I like to think I did a pretty good job with those.
You talk about your experience in Greece and trying to write about an African detective.
Right.
And the comment about a fake background.
Right.
The background that you provide for Rita to operate in is not necessarily Latino, and it's not necessarily just the Anglo world.
No.
It's just pretty much Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Would you say that's because you have experienced Santa Fe for a long time, or that's how Santa Fe is? Or?
Well, that's the way I perceive it. Whether that's how it is another question. And as I say, no one had used Santa Fe. And it is an interesting town, big art market. And it's a multicultural town, city, whatever it is.
Did you grow up in Santa Fe?
No, I came to Santa Fe in the early 80s.
Where were you
All over.
Raised?
I was raised in up and down the East Coast. My father was a club manager, and he got better and better jobs. And so I figured out once that by 10th grade, I'd gone to 10 different schools up and down the East Coast.
So you were a migrant.
Yeah, I was a migrant.
In these communities that you were at, were there Latino communities?
No.
Or?
It wasn't until I came to Santa Fe. I'm sure there are. I mean, I'm sure in every metropolitan area there's a Latino. But, we were living in suburb, typical white bourgeois suburb. So, no.
Your background with Spanish?
I have no Spanish.
No Spanish.
Not language or background.
Rita Mondragon, the love interest, you were telling me last night how you came up with that name.
It's just a beautiful name, and as I told you, it reminded me of the name of King Arthur, his last name, Pendragon. And it was, since it's a detective, years ago, my first attempt to write a book, I was going to do a book that was a modern version of the Arthurian romances, because I was very big on those in college. And it was the Pendragon Detective Agency. And there was a character named Gawain, which is Gawain. And it fell apart. It was just hugely, stupidly ambitious. And it wasn't very good. And I never finished it. But I had the Pendragon Detective Agency. And then when I got to Santa Fe, I heard the name Mondragon. I thought, that's great. There we are. It might actually be that I started with her because I just liked the name so much. And then I had to make her a character who would fit that name. And,
was there a Rita in your life? The name?
No.
Was there a Rita character type person in your life?
I've known a lot of very smart women and independent women, but nobody quite like Rita. She's maybe even a little bit overdone because she is so, in one respect, almost perfect, that she just sees things immediately. But no, I don't know, I think anyone quite like that. I have, you know, I've lived around the world in a lot of different places, and so I've been involved with people who were of another culture than my own. My first wife was Greek. My current wife is English. I've spent a lot of time in Thailand and lived in England, lived in Paris, lived in France. So that's one of the things I am interested in is cross-cultural sort of connections and the sort of problems and the benefits that they bring about.
The Joshua Croft series ended.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was getting paid more money for the other series I was doing. And I liked writing both of them very much. And I still think about what, I know what I would do if I had another book in that series, in the Croft series. But I was just getting better sales with the other series I was doing. And you know, there are so many private detectives right now. And so many contemporary private detectives. I got involved in doing this series about two Pinkertons in the 20s and really liked it, and it did sell better. So if the Croft series had provided the same kind of income, I mean, it sounds mercantile, but it's true. I mean, I have to go where the money is. And I, since I like both of them, go with the series that is going to give me the more money.
Given the population shift in the United States, do you see a market for the Joshua Croft and Rita Mondragon series to come back up?
I don't know. It's a possibility. You know, it is a possibility. I don't know. I don't think publishers know. You know, what's going to be a marketable thing. I mean, things always catch them by surprise. They always think, you know, John Grisham comes along and it catches people by surprise. So then they think that's what we know about what sells. And so they sell 15,000 Grisham clones. And then somebody surprises them by doing something else.
Your publisher for the Croft series was who?
St. Martin.
They have since published people like Manuel Ramos.
Yes, they
And I'm wondering, like, if you were a publisher, if you foresaw the, not necessarily the need, but an idea to bring back Joshua Croft and that series, would you?
Yeah.
You would?
Sure. Sure. I mean, I like the characters. I'm very fond of the characters. And I don't know if you recall, but at the end of the final book, they're again looking like they're going to separate and be in different parts of the country, parts of New Mexico. And it would have been fun to bring them back together again. I would have made it a little bit darker, but have a good resolution, a happy resolution. But a darker book in general, because he is kind of verging, as some reviewer just said, on the brink of alcoholism. He's drinking too much and he's not happy that she's gone. It would have been fun to resolve that. But I also kind of like the idea that it's up in the air, that the ending is up in the air, that there aren't any loose ends tied up. That's kind of a nice idea for me, that they're out there somewhere and you hope that they get back together. But it's not clear that they're definitely going to.
There's a session on authors, characters that should not be forgotten that you're going to be sitting in on.
Right.
As a panelist.
Yeah.
Is it Croft and Mondragon?
It's mostly about authors, dead authors, who have.
And you're not ready for that.
I'm not ready for that yet. who are not selling them. Their books are out of print. And I'll be talking about a guy named Frank McAuliffe, who was a writer in the 60s who wrote very clever, very funny, darkly funny books about a professional assassin. And I was able, with some other people's help, to arrange to get the books reprinted. And the family is very happy about it. And I am. They're good books.